You're back in the zone in the Fury Electric Studio. Check us out online at 1037thebuzz.com and throw us a follow on Twitter for instant reaction at Justin Acri 7 and Pat Bradley 22. Now, back to Justin Acri and Pat Bradley. Hang on,
baby. Or Justin Acri and Roger Scott, who's here with a salad from Zaxby's. We want to thank them for bringing us lunch. They appreciate that. They're so good. Nope, I don't want anything from you. You're dead to me. What's your problem?
Oh, my gosh. Nothing. They got some good grub back
there. Is that a salad?
I guess it's a salad,
They call it a salad.
Huh. Yeah, man.
I like their boneless wings. By our, hey, think about it, though. You're eating healthy. Thanks to our friends at New Creations.
Yeah, man.
Well, we learned a lot, didn't we?
We did, Justin. We really did.
NewCreationsHCG.com. I appreciate them so much for helping Roger become a better him. And for helping me become a better me. And you know what? If you want to become a better you, newcreationshcg.com is the answer. 501-791-6795.
We have helped, fortunately, that's what feels good. We have helped a lot of other people get what we've got, which we feel better about ourselves. We eat healthier. We can still, a lot of people ask, we can still eat some of the other stuff.
Thank you.
If you want to, you can still eat pizza. You can still drink a soda.
And
you
I
can
do.
Still have your adult beverage if you want to.
And I do.
It's just it's taught you a new way of eating, your metabolism. It's changed your life. It really
And I would say, you know, I can't speak for all the guys that did it, but we both look better naked, don't you think?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? I love looking at the photographs. I'm not even going to go there because this just wouldn't end well.
Is that in the cloud? Are those in the cloud?
It might be.
You know what?
Might be.
I don't know about.
What you got there?
That's called ranch dressing.
You know, you couldn't do that when you were on it, could you, on the diet?
Nope.
But you can now because you also work out. And that's the beauty of New Creations. I dig it.
Speaking of working out and nudity, did you hear about John Daly's comments?
No, sir.
He was talking to the BBC yesterday, and they were asking about the first round of at the Open. He said, all these kids work out. I don't work out. I put out. That was his quote. Well done, John Daly, in a way that only John Daly can do. I hope he's around for the weekend. It'd be good for the game. It'd be good for the tournament. It'd be good for me because that'll give me something more to talk about.
Yeah.
Quick update on the Open. Your leader, Spieth and Dustin Johnson are on the course now, and Tiger Woods is on the course now.
Yep.
And whoever that guy walking away from me is, it looks a little bit like Jason Day is on the course. David Lingmuth is 1-under on his round through 11. He's 4-under for the tournament, very much in striking distance. He's tied for 18th. The leader is this Willett dude. He's a Brit. He's 9-under. He finished 3-under today, and he has a lead by 2. Zach Johnson had a nice day, 1-under. He is in the clubhouse at 7-under, tied for second.
The current cut is even.
Okay. John Daly's in trouble. Adam
Come
Scott.
On.
Dustin Johnson also at 7-under. Jason Day's at 7-under. So we got a very good group at 7-under par right now. Jordan Spieth, and a lot of people are looking for him to pull the triple. Be in line for the Grand Slam. It would be so good for golf. Kind of like, can you imagine we go all these years and we could have a Triple Crown winner and a Grand Slam golfer in
That'd
the same
awesome.
Year?
That'd be awesome.
Amazing.
That's why I'm pulling.
And Serena's going to pull the slam because she's going to win the Grand Slam in tennis.
She's amazing.
What an incredible year. What an incredible
we're
year.
We're in an incredible year. We don't even know it. We won't appreciate it until Tommy brings it up in 10 more years when we take throwback to 2015.
And Tommy will say, you're not going to forget 2015, not as long as I'm around.
That's right.
Because that's Tommy's job is to remind us of all the important things because we would definitely have forgotten.
You don't, listen.
We would have forgotten 9/11 by
now. You
that
and your
Tommy.
Kind are.
You're not going to forget 9/11 as long as I'm. Okay,
you're
Tommy,
prisoners of
you.
The moment.
Yeah.
You forget about stuff.
Well, there are certain things like 9/11 that we're not ever going to forget, though. I don't
even
know.
He ain't
going to
let you happen.
That.
I'm not going to let him let you let not forget it.
I don't even know what that means. Jordan Spieth is even through 3. He's 5-under for the tournament. Again, another guy that's very much in striking distance. Let's look back, Roger.
Why are you Lingmuth?
Why are you eating your salad?
Why are you that guy? Why do you like the Lingmuth?
Why do I like David Lingmuth?
I've never until he came on the scene like several months back.
Not several months. He's been playing professionally for years.
Yeah, I've never heard you talk about him as much as you have this past year, this year.
Well, he wind. And he's like us. He's a little guy. Pint-sized superstar.
All right, I didn't know if there was something. All right, very good. Let's look back.
Hey, I want to let you know, too, there's a special promotion coming up with our friends at Middleton where we are today here, 22039 Interstate 30, Bryant, Arkansas. And you can call them 800-404-0371. Listen, I'm just going to tell you, there are certain things in life that are absolute guarantees. Don't go anywhere else. Don't even think twice about it. Just do what I say. Middleton Heat and Air is one of them. You call another company, you're on your own. You call Middleton Heat and Air, I'll take credit for whatever they do right. And whatever they do wrong, Rogers will take credit for. So here's the thing. Call them today. They are the ones. They are the only ones I use. They're the only ones you use. And, heck, they go all the way back to JB when he was in diapies.
Yes.
Last week. 1-800-404-0371. Call them today. All right. Zone Rewind. Eat your salad. Here we go. Okay.
Oh, I was playing into great music.
Can we do Zone Rewind real quick?
Sure.
Oh, my gosh. Did you hear that? That was the
now
Mummies.
It's time
so
to
excited.
Look back. It's the best interview and show moments of the week. It's the Zone Rewind.
All right. This first one, I was not around for. It happened at the very beginning of the week. Lisa Turtle. This is the girl from Save the Bell.
This actually, yes, we brought this up to the show last week, and I thought you'd find it interesting, too. So we brought this up Friday. This was an interview that she did on EW, and we are concerned about Lisa Turtle.
EW or ET?
Entertainment Tonight. Yes, okay. Entertainment Tonight. And this is, she's been hanging out with a rapper, and they're concerned about her, so let's hear a clip of that.
Controversy surrounding Lark Voorhees from Saved by the Bell. She's in the headlines after she married a man her mom says is a gang member. In fact, her mother even took out a restraining order against her.
Yeah, it's crazy what's going on here. Well, Kevin Frazier was first to talk to Lark and her new husband, and what was at times an odd and rambling interview.
So, you get married, you post it. How did your mom react?
The support was there, you know, specific, necessary, exact, and you know, it's all celebratory, so it's a very strong, powerful, ongoing, and we carry that through naturally in all success.
We got to give Lisa Turtle some help.
What?
She's cracked out.
That's sad.
Matt, she's just saying words that don't even go together. Up, blue, car, Middleton, French fry, T-shirt.
I'm worried.
Hot time, daddy.
I'm worried if we don't get Lark Voorhees some help, we may not have Lisa Turtle around much longer.
Dude, you better get Jesse Spanos over there, slap a little sense into her. Talking crazy.
She's a stripper.
No, not in real life.
I'm so excited.
She's a sweet teenage girl.
Look what's happened to them
girl.
People. Look what happened to them.
Yeah, they're all doing fine.
Not all of them.
All of them.
Oh, she's not. Oh,
Dustin
Diamond's
in prison.
Two of them.
Come on. Oh, okay, just two of them. How many kids you have? Two of them.
Yeah.
But only two of them go bad.
But if I had six of them and only two went bad, I'd be okay with that.
That's You're still, no Dugga.
What's the old saying? Four out of six ain't bad. Right?
That's a good point.
That, if you extrapolate that down or reduce the... what do you call those things?
Ratio. Fraction.
That's two out of three. Fraction. Two out of three. Four out of six. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it brings you down. Yeah.
Right. See, exactly.
It's a little
salad.
All right,
moving on. Bill Murray's not cracked out. He's talking sense. I wish we'd have played this when my man Dan Kopman was here, devout St. Louis Cardinals fan.
No, it was a glorious day.
Yes, it was.
The hated Cardinals. Satan's messengers on earth. You defeated twice.
Team.
Oh, that's your team? No wonder. No wonder there's something coming off of your body like an ectoplasmic phosphorus.
Man, ectoplasm, I like it.
I like it. He's getting ready for Ghostbusters 3. He's excited, even though he's not in it. Jordan Spieth is playing good golf at the Open Championship. He had a pretty good week at the John Deere as well.
No problem for Jordan Spieth. Jordan Spieth, 3-under, 68, 20-under par for 72 holes of competition. And we will play this 18th hole again, a two-man playoff between Tom Gillis and Jordan Spieth.
32 feet for the victory. There's the strike up the ridge. Now needs the turn to the left-hand side on track and then slides by. Once again, it went to the right at the cup.
Jordan stands in. Putts
into the cup. Jordan Spieth is now a two-time winner of the John Deere Classic.
Took home a free tractor. What a deal. They didn't give him any actual prize money, but they sent him home with a tractor and a bag of corn. So he is a big winner. Good job, buddy. Oh, the John Deere Classic. You can't beat it.
You know, you can give some man corn, but, you know, give him a John Deere and some corn, and he can plow his own fields.
Get a good look at corn by sticking your head up a corn husk, but you... It's got to be your field. Tiger Woods, he hasn't won crap in a while, and especially not majors. He hasn't won a major since 08. I mean, you won a major since Tiger's won one. Amazing. But the good news is he is not ready to apply for his AARP card yet.
I'm still young. I'm not 40 yet. I know some of you guys think I'm buried and done, but I'm still right here in front of you. So, yeah, I love playing and love competing and I love playing these events.
Are you guys buried
and done? I thought he was older than 40.
If you're just going to sit, he's 39. If you're just going to sit there in front of me, Tiger, put your pants on. I'm still in front of you, he says. Oh, yeah, I'm not 40, but I'm still in front of you. Put your pants on. Okay, next up, the All-Star game was good if you're an American League fan and you're hoping your team's going to get home field advantage. Guess what? Good news. And Mike Trout was your MVP. That was great. Not a big hit in the ratings, though. 6.6% of homes, an all-time low, and 10.91 million viewers, slightly ahead of the record low from 2012. So guess what? People hate baseball.
So guess what? People love watching Caitlyn Jenner more than they love the American pastime. Thanks a lot, Obama.
That's actually true by the numbers. I will say also this. If the season were to end today, which unfortunately there's a whole second half to play, the Cubs would be in the playoffs. I just wanted to point that out. Anyway.
So end it now.
Yeah, exactly. Also, at the we don't need to play the highlights because nobody cares, apparently. Nobody even tuned in to watch. But Pete Rose was there, too. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He's been in some trouble. Apparently, he wagered on a game or two that he was managing. But he says he's come to terms with the fact that he may never make it into the Hall of Fame and get reinstated to baseball.
You know, I'm the one that screwed up, see? So I can't get mad at anybody why I'm not where I belong or why I did this or why I did that. But I'm just happy that he's willing to review my status. And when I sit down with him, I'll tell him everything I did as a player and as a manager, and we'll go from there.
That's Rob Manfred he's talking about.
It's over.
Let's hear from Rob Manfred, shall we?
The Rule 21, pursuant to which Mr. Rose agreed to be suspended, is designed to protect the integrity of the game. And that sort of a role has no potential for interfering with the integrity of the game. So I thought it was an easy decision to allow Pete to be here, be part of the ceremonies, and give the fans in Cincinnati what they want.
SEC Media Days wrapped up yesterday. As we told you earlier today, no Razorbacks on first, second, or third team all defense. Nobody on first team offense. A couple of linemen, Jonathan Williams made second team. Hunter Henry made second team. But I'm pretty disappointed. You know what? A little extra motivation. Brett Bielema won the day, though, at SEC Media Days. He talked about a number of things, including scars.
Played Alabama and Mississippi State, both heartbreakers at the end. Mississippi State was obviously ranked number one at the time, and we let it get away from us. All the credit in the world to Dan, his staff, and his players to make that happen. But I am a big believer in life in this fact, all right? Scars are a very beautiful thing. I have scars on my knee from an ACL surgery. I have a scar on my ankle from an ankle surgery. I have a scar on my left hand from a hand surgery. My mom has scars from 24 years of breast cancer survival. My dad has scars from throat cancer and prostate cancer. I think scars remind you of difficult places in your life that you've championed. And we've championed those moments. We didn't win them, but they're not going to be a part of our history that's lost forever. They're going to be things that we carry with us forever. And I'll remind our players how close we are. And I think after those games, our players said, well, if we can do all this and lose by one or a score, why not do all this and win?
No doubt.
And reap the rewards of winning. And that may have been, you know, everybody wants to point to Ole Miss and LSU. I think Mississippi State and Alabama may have been more of a defining moment of who we are and what we are. And I think that can probably help us more so in the future.
Couldn't agree more. And on the way into the break, we're going to play a couple of clips from the ESPYs. Rob Gronkowski winning comeback player of the year. Best meathead moment in a while. Ronda Rousey smashing Floyd Mayweather on the red carpet after winning fighter of the year. We'll play those back-to-back, and that'll be that. And we'll come back and wrap things up here at Middleton Heat and Aaron. As we head into the break, Matty T, I do want to remind everybody that there's a lot of good TV to watch while you're sitting in your air-conditioned home thanks to Middleton Heat and Air. And my friends at Suddenlink have got you covered. And guess what? What's today? The 17th? This month alone, Ex Machina, The Longest Ride, and Paul Blart Mall Cop 2, all pay-per-view on demand, courtesy of your friends.
Ex Machina was great.
Was it?
I did see that one, yes.
Yeah, there you go. All courtesy of my friends at, yes, Suddenlink, Suddenlink.com. You can actually watch live TV on the go with the new Suddenlink To Go app, as we're doing here at Middleton. We're watching the British Open. I guess we're kind of working, too, but whatever. You can also, as I mentioned, take it with you. It's on your iPad. It's a beautiful thing, as long as you got a cord that actually powers your iPad up. Suddenlink can't help you with that. Watch your favorite TV shows and movies on the go for free and catch your favorite shows from all your favorite channels. And you can also manage your account and pay your bill and set up your email and all your...
Is that how you're doing that?
Oh, it's all beautiful. Thank you, Suddenlink. Suddenlink.com, 979-836-6901. So we'll play a couple of ESPYs clips from Rhonda and Rob into the break. And you hear that music in the background? My friend, that is Here Come the Mummies. We'll see him Saturday night at Juanita's. Oh, yes, buddy, let your freak flag fly. It's hard to say three times fast.
First, I want to thank my mother, Diane, and my father, Gordy. I went through many difficult times in my career, and they were at all my surgeries, supporting me, flying across the country, whatever it took to be with me in the surgery rooms, whenever it was. So thank you, Mom and Dad. Second, I just want to congratulate all the other honorees. I remember Lindsay and myself coming out of the surgery room about the same day, all mad pain. And it just shows that how athletes just work so hard to get to get back to where they need to get back to. When you get knocked down, you put mind over matter. And you do everything possible to get back to where you started. And second, I want to thank Mr. Kraft and Coach Belichick for always believing in me during my injuries. And Patriot Nation, thank you.
Well, I can't help but really say that I wonder how Floyd feels being beat by a woman for once. Wow. I'd like to see you pretend to not know who I am now.
Wow.
Electric freak, electric freak.